Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1374. What I've gained from exercise that's way better than abs. By Josie Michelle Davis of josiemichelledavis.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Welcome back to another weekend edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you every single day of the year from the best health and fitness blogs we can find. Now, really quickly, don't forget, you can be part of giveaways and weekly inspiration if you're part of our free weekly newsletter. Just come by oldpodcast.com to join. And remember, by joining our newsletter, you're telling us to keep doing what we're doing, that you enjoy and appreciate this show. So we thank you for doing that. All right, enough of that. Let's finally get right to today's post as we optimize your life. What I've gained from exercise that's way better than abs, by Josie Michelle Davis of josiemichelledavis.com. The conversation about fitness tends to revolve around one thing, looking good, whatever that means. Maybe if there's time, health will be thrown in there too. But in general, the exercise industry tends to direct all of its attention towards reminding you that you need to look better, and that's the number one reason you should be working out regularly. Want to hear a dirty little secret of mine? How I look is the least important reason I work out on a daily basis, and I truly believe that's why I've been able to build such a strong and healthy relationship with the gym. Seeing my body change has just been an extra benefit. It's not a punishment to go to the gym because I don't look good. It's a pleasure to go to the gym because it makes me feel good. If you've been struggling with building a healthy workout routine in your life, I highly recommend ditching the body shaming and finding some new motivation. You need to change your mindset and focus your sights on all of the great things that will happen inside your mind and body. And stop worrying so much about what the scale says if you want a shot at having a loving relationship with the gym. If you're trying to find some better reasons to get in your daily sweat sesh, here are mine. Physical health. I know this is probably an obvious one, but it's hard to fully communicate how poor my quality of life was before I started exercising. In fact, I really had no idea how bad it was or how much it could improve until it all changed. You might also think that your health really isn't that bad. You're fine. So did I. After reading a lot about how exercise changes both your mind and body, I really do believe that if you don't have some regular physical activity in your schedule, then you're not seeing your optimum health. There's a ton of little health benefits I've seen, but one major one has been my energy level. I used to be able to take a nap anytime, anywhere. I was exhausted all of the time. Doctors regularly tested me for anemia, worried about how lethargic I was. Not only do I have more energy in general, but since I've switched my gym time to 5 a.m. and got my workouts in before work, I rarely hit that 2 p.m. slump that used to crush me. Mental health. I have been on antidepressants. I've done countless hours of talk therapy and more group therapy than I ever wanted. But I can confidently say that regular exercise has helped me manage depression better than any other thing has. To be clear, I am 100% not putting any of those other things down. In fact, I am a huge believer in talk therapy for everyone. But building in a daily workout routine has made a dramatic impact for me personally, and it's something I highly recommend to anyone struggling with depression and anxiety. I actually was so surprised by how much it's impacted me that I read Spark by John J. Rady and absolutely loved the deep dive into how exercise affects the brain. he really takes it to a true scientific study and lays out how and why it can be so effective. I'm not going to pretend it's a magic cure-all. Nothing is. And anyone telling you otherwise is lying, but it can have a huge impact and can be so helpful with those struggles. Confidence. This is major. My husband once described me to someone as the most insecure person in the world, which was 100% true at the time. My confidence in myself has always seemed to be in the negatives, and I struggled daily with the mental fight to feel confident. Then I started running. Okay, in the beginning, it was more of a run 100 feet, walk 500 feet. But I began to realize that I could do something I never thought possible. I gained that little bit of confidence from running and decided to finally commit myself to also doing full workouts every day. I had tried to do exercise programs before, only to quit before day 3. But this time, I was determined. I had already taught myself to run a 5K, and if I could do that, I figured I could probably do anything. So I did. I worked out every day for a month. Even when we were traveling and I had to do it on the floor next to our bed, I did it. And then I kept doing it. Almost a year later, I look back now and see how much that changed me. I'm not talking about physically, although that has happened too. I'm talking about mentally. Workouts have taught me every single day that even when something's hard, I can do it. I can push through and accomplish way more than I ever thought I could. Now, when something is hard or my brain tries to tell me that I might fail, I remind myself I've done things so much more difficult. I've already accomplished this thing I would have never thought possible. All right, now get going. Don't let yourself get caught up in the idea that you need to work out just to look better. You look amazing. I already know it. You should work out because it will make your mind and body feel better and work better together. It is such hard work, especially in the beginning, but make a rule to banish all negative talk during your workouts. Whether you work out for 5 minutes or for an hour, it counts, and it's awesome. You just listened to the post titled, "What I've Gained from Exercise That's Way Better Than Abs," by Josie Michelle Davis of josiemichelledavis.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. What's really great about what today's author was discussing about how exercise impacted her own life, we're finding that through great research, most people will experience these same wonderful effects. Meaning, if you participate in regular exercise, it too will start to increase your self-confidence. It will also make you less likely to experience depression. Yes, you will feel more energetic. And again, this is all backed by great scientific research too. For the longest time, I was in terrible shape. I did not follow a healthy lifestyle. I hated to exercise. I asked my parents if I could be an armchair athlete, which means, can I be someone who just watches sports all day? But it wasn't until I got sick that I finally decided that maybe it was time I gave this exercise thing a chance. And like today's author, I did and never looked back. It wasn't easy by any means, and it's still not. I still have to find time to do this, and there are days when I definitely don't want to exercise, but I forced myself, and I'm so much happier that I did. So trust me, just take that first step. I promise you'll feel better. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you're having a wonderful weekend, a wonderful holiday weekend if you're in the U.S. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. And I'll be back here tomorrow for the Monday show where your optimal life awaits.